All right, this story gets me more and more angry. And it starts with someone ordering at Cinnabon, of all places. So someone was ordering a pecan roll, okay? Got it. And they said, hey, can you put more caramel on my pecan cinnamon roll? And the woman, this is by the way, in Ashwaubenon. Let me see, what is the mall called? Just so I can make sure I get this all correct. Bay Park Square Mall in Ashwaubenon. About 10 minutes outside of Green Bay. I've been there before. And the employee was fired from her job after she went on a racist tirade against the person who was simply asking for more caramel. And here's part of the exchange.
I am racist.
For real?
And you are a
You are an idiot.
No, I'm not. I am racist. And I'll say that to the whole entire world. Don't be disrespectful.
You ruined your life, by the way.
Oh, You're talking about respect? You are fired from this place, motherfucker. You're not gonna be working here.
Suck it.
Suck what? Look how you look like.
What's wrong with you?
What the is wrong with you, you ugly
Ugly? Talking about ugliness?
Did I stutter?
She stuttered. And she's fired. And I'm like pretty irritated at the part where people started creating a GoFundMe for her. GiveSendGo.com, that's what it's called. Cinnabon sent out a statement saying that she was immediately terminated. This does not meet their standards. This was a franchise place in Ashwaubenon, Cinnabon. And now, on the site, it's already gone up $2,000 in the past hour.
Wow.
For this woman who is doing that racist tirade. It says, stand with Crystal. They've raised $114,000, Telly, for this woman.
I'm still trying to figure out why are we raising money for her?
Why
are we raising money for her? I don't get that.
Who's donating to this?
Yes, and you can't have just a bunch of anonymous donors. And if you are donating to this cause, which I still don't know what the cause is, you're really perpetuating her actions.
You're perpetuating her racist words.
Yes. And there are so many other things, so many more worthy calls to raise money for. You are just that hard pressed to donate to something, there are tons of other good charities that you can donate your money towards and not just give it to someone who I can't even say was having a bad day, because this is clearly who she is.
She was saying it like she was saying
yes.
Yes.
And so it is so unfortunate. And a lot of times when you have someone that is leading the country and calling Somalians garbage and things like that, you're basically given a license for people to say any and everything, because your response could say, hey, our president says it, why can't we say it?
And here's what the woman said after she said the N-word and the F-word many times, putting both of her middle fingers in front of her face to the camera. She looked at the camera and said, I am racist, and I'll say that to the whole entire world. What the heck? I don't know how you can mince any other words with that.
Yeah.
Here's a recent donation, Telly. This guy named Jeff G, 1 minute ago, $20. The post has been hidden due to content that may violate our community guidelines. What do you think he is donating to Crystal, who said, I am a racist and I'll say that to the whole entire world? And now the world is watching, by the way. This has made worldwide news. This fired Cinnabon worker from Ashwaubenon. What?
I said it before, Julia, and I'll say it again. And we are in a society where there is no wrong. And if you're wrong, you're going to try to find a way to justify why you are right. And I mean, even just some of the text messages we are getting here.
Let's see. They only posted the end of the video. Okay. What was the beginning of the video? She was fired. She said the N-word and the F-word. Stop it.
And it is saying that we are only half reporting this, but I mean, do you need to hear everything else? Like, what can justify a reaction like that? Even if it said the Somalians instigated first by saying, how dare she for not covering her hair? Okay, so even if a comment is made like that, it's justified with her reaction by saying what she said and going on the tirade? Like,
she's representing a company. There's code of conduct for the company, people. Geez, if you want to go that low and stand up for this woman.
Yeah, I mean.
I'll go to that.
I mean. Everybody.
Give me a break.
Like, that's the thing now, that anybody can find anything to stand up for whatever happened. To me, that is, I don't know. I think, again, if you're donating, Jeff G, you're donating saying, okay, this was okay. And I still don't know what you're donating to and for.
Here's what it says. Stand with Crystal. Meet Crystal, hardworking white mom doing her job at Cinnabon. Instead of banning offenders and backing their employees, Cinnabon fires Crystal to keep. I'm not going to say what this word is. I don't even know. I was asking what this word is.
Yeah.
The last line says, no white person should lose their job for refusing to be harassed by Somalians. And people are donating more than $100,000 to this woman? And she has a long criminal rap sheet.
And you see how it turns into like the racial undertone with that. No white person should lose their job. So what happens if a Somalian is harassed by a white person? It's no different. Wrong, right is right and wrong is wrong. It doesn't matter what color you are.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
But
all that you can do is laugh at it because
yeah,
it's so absurd.
It is. Yeah. I don't get it. And again, I truly think that, when your commander in chief is setting this precedent and people are looking at it, and it emboldens people to say things that they typically wouldn't say.
And donate to a site when they're saying like the N-word. Wow. I am just like baffled by this.
Yeah.